I'm JMI Wealth. Thursday morning, Andrew Kelleher. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Mike.
That labour market number is artificial, isn't it? I mean, that 4.2 is not real.
Yeah, look, the business environment, there's going to be a lot of interest now in getting a handle on what the economic cost of the lockdown actually was and what it is and what it will be. So we're going to be hungry for data. Yesterday we got the release of what they're normally pretty important numbers. So quarterly labour market stats is a big dump of labour data, and we got information on house prices, the QV stuff. Now but this time, yeah, you're right, Mike, that the numbers are a little bit less important because they only really tell us what, you know, how we were going when we went into lockdown. They really don't give us a great deal of information about the impact of the lockdown itself. But for the record, yeah, that big dump of labour data, household labour force survey gave us the unemployment rate 4.2%. Thing is, Mike, remember that number. Remember that number. Bask in that number because you won't see it again for some time. It was a bit better than consensus expectations. Employment growth was stronger, as was the participation rate. You get the quarterly employment survey as well. That gives you private hourly earnings. They were stronger than expected. You get the labour cost index, that's cost of labour wages. That was a bit weaker. So all up a sort of bit of a mixed bag, but generally painting a picture of a pretty healthy employment market pre-COVID. So I suppose it's better to have that as a starting point than a sort of a soggy, weak employment market. QV house price data, well, it rose 12. In the 12 months, the end of April, rose 7.1%. Auckland showed some life, 4.5%. Again, sales volumes, that did include April, but your sales volumes in April were down 80 to 90%, so you don't really get much representation of COVID at all. So it simply wasn't any data. So look, it's all good. We need those numbers, but we're more interested in what's going to happen from here on.
Yes, we are. Yeah. Speaking of which trade, we are still trading, and this is our way out, of course, and that's a very good sign.
Yeah, and so speaking of what's going on right now, yes, Statistics New Zealand have been giving us an update on trade flows, and I mean a very much an up-to-date measure of those trade flows. And look, it's only fair, though, to sort of stress that Statistics New Zealand do say these are very much provisional numbers. They're subject to change. We shouldn't make decisions based on these. But, hey, let's be the OOA squad and have a look. So this is trade flows for the week ended the 29th of April, so last week. Total exports to all countries were up 3.3%, 38 million. So that's from 1.14 billion to 1.18 billion, moving in the right direction. Total imports from all countries, though, were down 28%. So that's a $331 million fall. So that's quite a significant move, and we need to see what the long-term trend is in there. Looking at our biggest trading partner, exports to China, up 20% in last week compared to the previous year. Imports were also up 4.5%. So it's the imports from elsewhere that were taking the big hit. They're also giving numbers for the period from 1st of February through to the 29th of April. So that's all of the troubles are in there. Exports for that period, 787 million less than that period last year. Now, the gut feel, I suppose, tells you that doesn't seem so bad, but we were probably expecting some growth. But I think the key thing we can take from that is trade didn't crater, Mike.
Exactly.
It didn't crater.
Yep. Very good sign. And we can all celebrate Microsoft, can't we?
Yeah, a bit of positive news. I've been a bit guilty of sitting here in my own bubble, Mike, and my bubble seems to be getting a bit darker by the day. But here's a bit of good news. Microsoft bringing a data center to New Zealand. Details a bit hard to find. Details hard to find at the moment, but they say it's a major project. Certainly a vote of confidence in New Zealand. It will be in Auckland, will be a major investment. They've got 59 data centers around the world and brings a lot of processing power to New Zealand, Mike. And here's just something for you to think about. What does that mean? We're going to roll out the 5G towers. We're going to back it up with a whole lot of processing power. What do you have, Mike? You have the perfect electronic ecosystem for self-driving cars. There you go.
Whatever.
You'd love that.
Give me the numbers.
23,836, down 48 on the Dow, so 0.21%. S&P 500, 2872, up 3. The NASDAQ, 8905. They're up 96 there. The NASDAQ, obviously, those tech companies very much lifting the NASDAQ through this period. That was up 1%. FTSE 100, up 4, 5853. The Nikkei, they're still not trading there, actually. They're just having the nice little leisurely break in Japan. Shanghai Composite, 2878, up 18. The ASX 200 lost 22 points yesterday, 5384.42% fall. The NZX 50, we were up 0.78% yesterday, closing at 10,000. 572. Now, on the currencies, Kiwi dollar a little bit weaker, but still hanging in there above the 60 cent range, 0.6025, under 94 cents against the Aussie, 0.9380, 0.5572 euro, 0.4874 pounds, against the yen, 63.91. Gold has actually fallen below the $1,700 mark, and gold obviously been pretty strong through this period, $1,685 actually, down just over a dollar. And Brent crude actually taking a little bit of a tumble, Mike, back under the $30 mark, $28.94, down about $2.
You have a good day, mate. See you tomorrow. Appreciate it very much. Andrew Kelleher at jmiwealth.co.nz.